going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
By the way, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Joe, big night last night. How are you?
I'm great, guys. You know, usually you're kind of feeling tired after a long night of the first round of the NFL draft, but I got to say, woke up this morning kind of with a little bounce in the step, despite just, you know, a few hours of sleep, because what an exciting night that was for the Falcons, and just really feels like they kind of transformed the defense, the identity of the defense, the athleticism that this defense has just with a couple picks. And so for all the, you know, frustration there was with the lack of moves in free agency because they just didn't have a lot of space, last night really was kind of cathartic in terms of feeling some optimism for this team going forward.
JP, what did you think when the time was going down? You're sitting there like, okay, the pick is in. Wait, no, the pick is not in. The clock just continues to go down. And so you're thinking, are they moving back? Are they taking the time? What was your initial thought process when you saw that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely thought that they were trying to shop the pick, basically, at that point. Because when you do have a player like Jalen Walker who's fallen to that point, it would make sense. There might be other teams around the league who'd want to spend to get back up. Because, and this kind of plays into a larger kind of theory of the case as to how things actually unfolded for the Falcons last night, and maybe in terms of what they expected to happen versus what actually happened. And if you were to kind of pin me down on one thing, I would have thought that they kind of went into the draft last night expecting to come out of the first round with James Pierce Jr. I think that he was really kind of the target that they had in mind. But when a player of Walker's caliber falls to them, you know, it's one of those things that Howie Roseman always gets credit for. You just take the best player that's available to you at the time, and ultimately you're going to amass a really talented team. And I think that that's, you know, kind of what they did last night. And Terry's talked a lot in the past about best player available. And of course, Jalen Walker, he's not just the best player available at the time, but he's also a player that has so many skills and characteristics that are going to help this Falcons defense so much. And so, you know, ultimately they then go back and trade up to get the guy they wanted. And, you know, whether that was actually how they planned for things to unfold, or if they just decided, you know what, this is going to end up being a big night for us because we want to get James Pierce Jr. in too. Either way, you know, it's just such an exciting time for the Falcons. I'm sure this defensive staff, because this defense has just been kind of the source of a lot of frustration for Falcons fans over the better course of this playoff drought they've been on. I think that these picks just give them a lot of optimism about what they can be going forward.
Hey, Joe, do you think that if the first 14 picks kind of went the way people thought they might and Jalen Walker wasn't there at 15, do you think they would have taken Pierce at 15?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I feel pretty strongly about that too, actually. With the mock draft that we saw come out really in the 48 to 72 hours preceding the draft, specifically if you look at some of the pundits like Jonathan Jones, I'll call him out in particular, who nailed the Michael Penix pick last year, that tells you that those reporters have certain sourcing that is good, that is good caliber, and they know what they're talking about. And he went with James Pierce Jr. in his last mock for the Falcons. So I thought that that was really important. Then the other thing with regards to James Pierce Jr., you always felt like they were going to be in that market for obviously an edge player, but specifically those kind of twitched up edges that can really get after the quarterback with the speed rush. And Mike Green was another one of those guys. And that was the other thing that you saw in these last 2 to 3 days ahead of the draft was Mike Green really falling, and not just for the Falcons, but for everybody. I saw several mock drafts, including Jonathan Jones's, Daniel Jeremiah as well, also had him falling out of the first round altogether, which sounded crazy, but I think it really showed that the red flags that he had were truly red flags for teams, where James Pierce Jr., obviously some similar kind of character concerns, but I think they're totally of a different nature than Mike Green. And I think that it's pretty clear that the ones that Mike Green was carrying were just much more unpalatable for teams than James Pierce Jr. And the Falcons believe that I think Raheem Morris can kind of tap into James and get the most out of him as a professional.
Can I ask you something about that? Because Randy brought up a really good point about the character issues causing players to drop on boards yesterday. And it seems pretty clear that that's what happened with Mike Green. But, like, somebody's going to take him today, right? Like, he's not going to fall out of the draft altogether. So, like, and I understand first-round draft picks with the fifth year, and there's just sort of a different value to it. But, like, have you ever heard a decision-maker explain how you can justify taking a guy with character issues on day two versus not early? You know what I mean? Like, character issues don't matter as much today as they did yesterday.
Right. Yeah. Like, you can deal with a character issue, you know, if he's in the third round versus second round. No, I think, you know, the way that Terry, all I can speak about is, you know, the way that Terry has kind of talked about it and how the Falcons perceive it, which is that it's like similar to a medical eval where it's like, ultimately you do all the work and then you discuss it as a group and you make a decision about whether this is a player you're willing to draft or you aren't. And I think the reason why we all expect him to go in the second round today, Andy, is because not every team is going to, you know, have the same needs, first of all, to draft a player like him with their top pick, but then also not every team is going to come to the same conclusion as to whether he's a draftable player or not. And so I think that we just understand that today there's going to be teams that are going to see him as a tremendous value at this point in the draft, and they are willing to take him. I can't say for certain that he was completely off of the Falcons, but I would say that was a good amount of confidence that they were basically in for James Pierce, and if it wasn't going to be him, it was going to be somebody else, and wasn't going to be Mike Green as well.
Well, he was on my mock draft, Joe, so it just wasn't the guy you were talking about. I had him also mocked at 15 yesterday.
It's true. Randy did say James Pierce yesterday.
Yeah. Congrats. I was a Mike Green guy.
I said one of the Georgia guys, so I was right.
So you know I'm you know how much of a credit guy I am, so make sure that you you know what kind of – you know that.
Did you have panic?
Hey, JP, you think they're – today should be relatively quiet unless – you know, because if you're going to get up today, you're going to have to give up more assets next year, which I really don't give a about. But you think it's going to be pretty much quiet day to day?
I think so, yeah. I think so. Again, it's hard to imagine the Falcons really moving up much. I think you can actually kind of see where the pieces are coming together. So they've basically had two picks left of this draft before they're – glorified undrafted free agent in the seventh round. And Terry Fondo said they're going to be really aggressive in what he's calling the eighth round of the draft with all these UDFAs. But basically, now you have filled the edge need. You also have added to your inside linebacker group. I know that, you know, it's hard to characterize, you know, bucket exactly where Jalen Walker is going to fit in. But the way that I heard them talking about him yesterday definitely felt like more of an off-ball linebacker situation. So you add depth there, and now you do still have some outstanding needs. I would expect them to go after a center, whether that happens today or tomorrow, I'm not sure, but I would think that they're going to go after that position, as well as a defensive back, whether that's a corner or a safety. I think they're probably just looking for somebody who can play nickel. And then after that, you know, there are still some things you can do after the draft once we kind of get a little bit further down the line. Whether they're able to trade Kirk Cousins today or maybe trade him down the line, get some team to take a little bit of salary off, as well as they can make an additional cut in David Onyemata post June 1 that can open up quite a bit of room. And then there's a player out there. His name is Jalen Ramsey. He's been a pretty good NFL player in the past. I think that he is another player to really keep an eye out for. When you look about the just the push that the Falcons team made yesterday in drafting these players, I think you got to think that they're willing to make at least kind of one more big move if they can afford it, and I think that they can afford Jalen Ramsey down the line. So that'll be an interesting one to watch out for as well.
That would be very exciting.
That's, Joe, that's real spicy. That's real spicy. Yeah.
Very exciting.
Very, very
spicy. There we go.
We go from just like, okay, what are they going to do? How are they going to blow it? Do they get two?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Guys, you wanted in the first round and then maybe Jalen Ramsey. It's weird.
That's spicy there, Joe.
This is like a really weird... I don't know how to cover
we
this.
We've never
Falcon.
Been through this.
I don't know how to cover
never,
this.
We've never been through that like this.
This is, I'm going to have to grow. I have to grow as a broadcaster. Joe, thank you.
Appreciate it, JP.
Thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, insider. I know he'll be on the radio station a lot over the next couple of days.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. And we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.